Hey guys, Paul Anthony Kelly with East Los Angeles Places, Faces, and Real Estate. And let's talk today about contingencies in a real estate transaction. Now, buying and selling a home is, you know, it's a huge deal, right? And it's probably the most expensive purchase that you'll ever make. And most expensive sale, most likely, too. It could be, you know. Not only does it cost you a lot of money, but it's, you know, emotionally, it's huge, right? Now, this could be the place that you're going to be raising your kids. That's where you should be raising your kids, creating memories. You know, and you want to go, you want everything to go as smooth as possible. So when the seller accepts your offer and you can enter into a contract to buy a house. And, well, look, the contract is, if you've seen it already, oh my God, it is massive, right? There's papers left and right. And it covers everything from the agreed upon price to the date that you'll pick up the keys. So everything in between. And if your real estate agents are doing their job, well, it also is going to have contingencies. Now, wait, what's that? And most home sale transactions usually come with, we know, a few strings attached. And just to make sure that everybody, you know, both the buyer and the seller are, and all the parties involved are getting what they need. Now, what is a contingency? You know, so think of a real estate contingency as a condition that has to be met to make sure that the sale finalizes, that it goes through. And that's not really a bad thing. You know, there's a lot of things that could cause a sale to fall apart. And contingencies are a way to make sure that you could walk away from the deal without, you know, losing your shirt. Now, contingencies are there to protect both the buyer and the seller should things go wrong in the transaction. Now, the common type of contingencies, there's four. And there's going to be appraisal, home inspection contingency, financing, and then home sale contingency. And each of these is important to a home sale. So in the next few weeks, I'm going to go ahead and address each one of these contingencies a little further in more detail. Okay? All right. So let's talk to you guys next time. Paul Anthony Kelly, East Los Angeles Places, Faces in Real Estate. Bye-bye.